This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A plan for keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes would come with a large price tag if it becomes reality. But it's not the only project on the lakes which is looking for federal money. That means setting priorities and considering political reality, according to Gary Wilson. He's a contributor to Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Gordon.
So if we take a look beyond the Asian carp question here, we'll get to that in a moment. But what are some of the other projects on the Great Lakes, and you know, how much money could we be talking about?
Well, Gordon, it's a good question. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which has been the subject of the budget battles for ever since President Trump released his budget proposal that wanted to zero out funding for Great Lakes restoration, and the Asian carp, those two topics for years have kind of sucked all the air out of the room when it comes to money for the Great Lakes. But there are other projects out there, and they're fairly significant, and they're fairly high profile. One is the need and desire for a new icebreaker for the Great Lakes. Michigan Senator Gary Peters is, along with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, leading the charge on that. The state of Michigan and the region in general wants a new icebreaker. The industry group for the lake shippers, the Lake Carriers Association, has been lobbying strongly for it, but it comes with a $200 million price tag, which is not carrying around change, even in the federal perspective. And then there's the big one, $600 million for a new lock at Sault Ste. Marie, which everybody in Michigan, Governor Snyder, Senators Saab and Alan Peters, down the list, and even in the region would like to see a new lock. But again, at $600 million, you know, that's a tough one to swallow. It's big infrastructure. And the country has a long list of infrastructure if President Trump can ever fumble his way around and find a way to get to dealing with it. So a lot of demand for federal dollars for the Great Lakes, with the question as to how much of it will be met.
Well, as you noted, there was a battle over Great Lakes restoration funding, and it appears that that will end up being part of the federal budget if that ever gets passed. But did the fact that that was zeroed out at one point in a budget proposal from the White House indicate that the fight could be tougher over these other projects that people from the Great Lakes may want to see happen?
I think you're right, Gordon. It's going to be, I think all funding, all federal funding for these projects, I think it's going to be a battle every year. We get past maybe the first budget foray with the Trump administration, and it looks like at least on the restoration funding, it's going to come out okay for the region. They'll get the full $300 million. But, you know, you get to do it all over again, you know, next year. There's a federal budget every year that has to be dealt with. And with the administration more established and with Scott Pruitt at EPA on a mission to downsize the agency one way or another, I think these funding battles are only going to be more intense.
How big a price tag are we talking about for at least what's out there now for keeping Asian carp out of Lake Michigan and the rest of the Great Lakes?
Well, the Army Corps' report, known as the Brandon Road Study, which especially Senator Stabenow was pushing for. It was delayed by 6 months. But their preferred option comes with a $275 million price tag. And then there are ongoing maintenance costs that are estimated at $10 million a year. So out of that $275 million, I think $179 comes from the federal government. So it's not as big as the up to $18 billion that came out of the first Army Corps study, but $179 million is still a lot of money, even by federal standards.
And how much would the states end up probably being responsible for if this ends up being the plan that moves forward?
Well, the states, by federal law, the way these things are constructed, by the states will be on the hook for $96 million plus the maintenance costs, as I understand it. There has to be a non-federal source for this to go forward, and then the Corps just left it as undefined, but everybody knows it's going to be the states. It has to be. So the question is at the state of Illinois. The entire system is within the state of Illinois. Or do the other states chip in? And that's the big question, how willing States like Ohio and going away as far as New York, Minnesota, the far reaches of the Great Lakes, who are likely to be less impacted, how willing will they be to fork over taxpayer dollars that some politician could say, why are we sending money to Illinois when, you know, some millions of dollars could be used for pick your topic, schools, healthcare, something.
And you've raised the question of how willing voters are going to be, especially when we're talking about when they're hearing from candidates in 2018 who are running for Congress or perhaps running for governor in their state. How willing are voters going to be to elect someone who might say, yeah, I think it's worth keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes to pay X amount of dollars?
That's sort of the $64,000 question. You know, Governor Snyder has been on record for some time saying that Michigan would be willing to contribute to some amount of money, probably in the millions, or Michigan maybe even the tens of millions of dollars, to keep the Asian carp at bay in Illinois. But he's term limited. He's out of office in January of 2019. By the time this comes to a decision, will a first-term governor, and I think the three candidates, the generally accepted candidates there, are Attorney General Schuette, Lieutenant Governor Calley, and Gretchen Whitmer, easy for Governor Snyder to say, yes, we'll contribute some money, but on the campaign trail, if they're asked, and they probably will be, and then first term in office, to go to the legislature and Michigan taxpayers and say, Michigan needs to send $10 million to Illinois, if that's the number. That could be something they'd have to think twice about.
But you tell us that we should be keeping an eye on Illinois Senator Dick Durbin in terms of the Asian carp story. Why is he so important to this?
Well, Senator Durbin is very interesting. First, he's the number two ranking Democrat in the Senate. He has been involved in this Asian carp issue going back to 2003 when it first kind of showed up that the carp were advancing. And the fix, at least in the short term, was going to be an electrical barrier. And he led the fight in Congress to get some few millions of dollars. I want to say it was $5 million. Somebody can fact check me on that. To get these first electrical barriers installed. He's got a long record of being supportive of Great Lakes issues. But Senator Durbin is also sort of a downstate Illinois guy. He's from downstate. He got his political career started downstate. And he has to be sensitive to the voters down there who are probably less inclined to want to see the Army Corps tinkering with the waterway system and any disruption that it might cause. And when the first Army Corps study was released in 2014, that was the big one about physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River as being the ultimate solution to stop Asian carp and other aquatic invasive species, Senator Durbin was right out of the box against it, which meant he had to go against a lot of the environmental groups who have traditionally been big supporters of him. And he was dead set against any long-term, multi-billion-dollar, multi-year study that was involved in infrastructure. He said he's seen too many of those types of projects languish over the years. And I contacted his office for a comment, and they were totally noncommittal. They just said that Senator wants to hear what the public has to say and what the Army Corps has to say, and any decision on all this is down the road. So he didn't come out of the box saying, yes, let's do this.
As I noted at the beginning, when you're talking about what to spend money on, it's about setting priorities. Does it necessarily follow that Asian carp is at the top of that list, that it is the thing that people would be most focused on simply because there's a question right now of how much time is going to be go by before we actually do have Asian carp in Lake Michigan, and before it becomes, you know, obvious that they're there and causing problems?
You know, I would go back to what Governor Snyder has told me. I've interviewed the governor a couple of times in the past 3 years about a number of issues. And in just within the past month, I talked to his office to reaffirm what he has previously said, which is that he doesn't believe that the region, the total region, has the necessary sense of urgency when it comes to Asian carp. Michigan obviously does, and he has said that he would like to see The other states and the agencies, the federal agencies, ramp up their game on Asian carp. But to your point, I don't think the region sees Asian carp as the number one issue.
Would they perhaps have a different view if, say, we were talking about Asian carp getting into Lake Erie? I mean, in other words, is it a regional question that Michigan and Illinois are perhaps a little more focused on it right now because we're talking about Asian carp getting into Lake Michigan? If it were another lake, might another state, which, say, borders that lake, have a little more interest?
Ohio does. And your Lake Erie reference is a good one. It has the best, the greatest fishery of all the Great Lakes, and especially the Western Basin. And that's why Representative Kaptur has been so involved with Senator Stabenow getting this Brandon Road Lock study released. But the further away you get from, you know, the center, Michigan, Illinois, Western Ohio region, the Asian carp kind of drops off of the list of priorities, or at least not off, but down the list of priorities. You really don't hear, even in Ohio, the two senators say much about Asian carp. If somebody puts a sign-on letter in front of them that says, you know, release the study, they'll sign it because it's the appropriate thing to do. But you just don't hear a lot of these representatives and senators talking that much about Asian carp.
We'll have to see where it ends up. Gary, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gordon. Good to be with you.
Gary Wilson is a contributor to Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. His stories on Asian carp and the funding of Great Lakes projects can be found at greatlakesnow.org. There are also links at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.